Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Tuesday, June 6, 2023 is British Logistics in the Normandy Campaign. British logistics played a key role in the success of Operation Overlord, the Allied invasion of France in June 1944. The objective of the campaign was to secure a lodgment on the mainland of Europe for further operations. The Allies had to land sufficient forces to overcome the initial opposition and build it up faster than the Germans could respond. Planning for this operation had begun in 1942. The Anglo-Canadian Force, the 21st Army Group, consisted of the British 2nd Army and Canadian 1st Army. Between them they had 6 armored divisions, including the Polish 1st Armored Division, 10 infantry divisions, 2 airborne divisions, 9 independent armored brigades and 2 commando brigades. Logistical units included 6 supply unit headquarters, 25 base supply depots, BSDs, 83 detail issue depots, DIDs, 25 field bakeries, 14 field butcheries and 18 port detachments. The army group was supported over the beaches and through the Mulberry artificial port specially constructed for the purpose. During the first 7 weeks after the British and Canadian landings in Normandy on D-Day, June 6, 1944, the advance was much slower than anticipated, and the lodgment area much the smaller. The short lines of communication provided an opportunity to accumulate reserves of supplies. 2 army roadheads were created, No. 1 Army Roadhead for I Corps and No. 2 Army Roadhead for 30 Corps, these being the 2 corps ashore at the time. When the Canadian 1st Army assumed control of the British I Corps on 21st of June, No. 1 Army Roadhead also passed to its control. No. 2 Army Roadhead formed the nucleus of what became the Rear Maintenance Area, RMA, of the 21st Army Group. By 26th of July, 675,000 personnel, 150,000 vehicles and 690,000 tons, 680,000 long tons, of stores and 69,000 tons, 68,000 long tons, of bulk petrol had been landed. Ammunition usage was high, exceeding the daily allocation for the 25-pounder field guns by 8% and for the 5.5-inch medium guns by 24%. Greater priority was given to ammunition shipments, with petrol, oil and lubricant, POL, shipments cut to compensate. On 25th of July, the U.S. 1st Army began Operation Cobra, the breakout from Normandy. On 26th of August, 21st Army Group issued orders for an advance to the north to capture Antwerp, Belgium. After a rapid advance, the British Guards Armored Division liberated Brussels, the Belgian capital, on 3rd of September and the 11th Armored Division captured Antwerp the following day. The advance was much faster than expected and the rapid increase in the length of the line of communications threw up logistical challenges that, together with increased German resistance, threatened to stall the Allied armies. By mid-September, the Allies had liberated most of France and Belgium. The success of the 21st Army Group was in large part due to its logistics, which provided the operational commanders with enormous capacity and tremendous flexibility. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 049 UTC on Tuesday, June 6, 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for British Logistics in the Normandy Campaign. This podcast is produced by Abulsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share-alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Abulsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Ivy Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.